USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A big procedural vote on the Supreme Court nomination of Brett Kavanaugh held a short time ago in the U.S. Senate.
On this vote, the yeas are 51, the noes are 49. The motion is agreed to.
That was the count as senators did decide to end debate and move to a final vote on the veteran federal judge. The confirmation vote could come either tomorrow or Sunday. The fate of Kavanaugh's nomination lying within the decision of four senators, Republican Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, and Jeff Flake, as well as West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin, have not revealed how they'll vote on the confirmation tally. The government's jobs report for September is out. It shows 134,000 jobs created when analysts were expecting at least 180,000, but the unemployment rate dropped again to its lowest level since 1969. This is USA Radio News.
This flu season, one Walgreens flu shot can make a world of difference, so you can protect yourself and also your close-talking coworkers, high-fiving neighbors, two-month-old niece. That's why Walgreens has specially trained pharmacists that have provided over 60 million flu shots since 2010. Stop by for your flu shot today with a $0 copay with most insurance, because protecting the world starts with protecting yours. Walgreens, trusted since 1901. Vaccine subject to availability. State age and health-related restrictions may apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Soccer superstar Cristiano Ronaldo continues to deny raping a woman while he was in Las Vegas nearly a decade ago, but the alleged victim's lawyer says there's clearly evidence that it happened.
The impact of her injuries have, probably the best way to say it, disabled her, impaired her ability to advocate for herself.
For his part, Ronaldo says he welcomes the investigations into the allegations, saying he has a clear conscience. Extra police are on patrol in Chicago as the city gets ready for possible violence when the verdict comes in the trial of a former Chicago police officer charged with murdering Laquan McDonald, a 17-year-old black teenager, in 2014. Officer Jason Van Dyke, who's white, shot him 16 times. Video of the deadly encounter has already sparked citywide protests. Remember, we're online at usaradio.com.
Everyone loves liberty, so why are you letting other people tell you what's best for your health care? Exercise your freedom with Liberty Health Share. Liberty Health Share is a community of people who voluntarily share one another's medical costs. Members are able to take back the freedom to make their own decisions about their health care. Stop letting others tell you what to do. Call us at 855-58-LIBERTY for more information, or check us out online at libertyhealthshare.org. That's libertyhealthshare.org.
A 13-year-old boy who was bitten by a shark in the waters off Encinitas, California last weekend, now out of a hospital. Keen Weber Hayes survived after getting attacked by what's believed to have been a great white shark last Saturday while diving for lobster at Beacons Beach. Now, he is out of the hospital, but doctors say he has a long road to recovery in front of him. The Nobel Peace Prize going to two people for their efforts to end the use of sexual violence as a weapon of war. The official announcement coming hours ago from the Norwegian Nobel Committee saying this year's winners are Congolese Dr. Denis Mukwege and Kurdish human rights activist Nadia Murad of Iraq. Together they beat out more than 330 other nominees. There had been some buzz about the possibility that the award might even go to President Trump. Actor Steven Seagal says he doesn't want to talk about sexual assault allegations. The action movie star walked out on a live interview on the BBC last night when the reporter started to ask Seagal, who wasn't in the studio, about allegations of rape and sexual harassment. Seagal stood up, took off his earpiece, and stormed off screen. A crew member could be heard helping Seagal take off his microphone as the cameras cut back to the studio. A number of women have accused him of sexual assault. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.